And good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here live from our KGGF Historic Studios in downtown Coffeyville here on this Thursday. We're joined in studio by Director of Recreations at Coffeyville Recreation Commission. It's David Raines. David, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Good morning.
Always enjoy having the Rec Commission down here, whether it's you, Jamie, or whoever comes down and lets us know everything that's happening at the Rec Commission. And what a time of the year it is, especially for you guys. We get out of those cold winter nights and days, and we get into springtime and a whole lot going on over there. So, David, I know it's an exciting time for you guys.
We are definitely ready to be outside. You know, cabin fever hits us more than at this time of year. So we're glad. We hope Mother Nature holds off on the moisture. We could use it to dry up a little bit, but we're eager to get outside and get going. So
no doubt about. Well, yeah, I can. I'm sure a little bit of moisture will be okay for the next couple of weeks. But after that, it's time to get out and have some beautiful, beautiful afternoon days.
Definitely.
So with that, we're coming up to springtime. Is there anything new or bringing back that you guys offer on a yearly basis?
We do have a new program, and it's called a HIIT, a high-intensity interval training. It's a fitness class with Coffeyville native Lauren Roberts. She came to us a couple of weeks or about a month ago and pitched an idea. She's certified in personal training and a certified health coach. And so she started a fitness class on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 5:30 to 6:30. So you got to be an early riser to get it. And, you know, the moms can come out before, you know, it's time to get the kids off to school. But, you know, it takes place for an hour. It's in our gymnasium. It's $6 per class. And they just finished their second week with it. So it's been popular so far. And if you're not, an avid fitness class kind of person, you know, she will work with you. She works at a pace that beginners and intermediates and those that have been through the classes can work with. So if you're interested, just show up on Tuesdays or Thursdays a little bit prior to 5:30 to fill out, you know, some paperwork. And Lauren will get you going. She's been hard at it for 2 weeks, and I think the ladies, obviously, they've liked it because they keep coming back. So, you know, she'll put you through a workout.
Great, yeah. And, again, when it comes to exercising, I've learned, you know, I don't exercise avidly by any means, but I've learned whether it's early morning, and I'm not, or late at night, it's good to kind of have one or the other, you know. Right when you get up, it's good to get some energy underneath you, good to kind of exert that and then have the day go throughout all while, you know, you've already exercised. You don't have to worry about it then. And then usually at night, you know, whether you do it vice versa, it's good to kind of exercise and then break down when you're all tired and go right to sleep
with
that. Exactly. So great, cool class that's being offered over there. And you said basically just show up. So does that mean that it's a free course?
It is not free. It does cost $6 per class, but she'll get you set up, get people registered quick, and get class started. So
cool. How exciting with that. So a new HIIT class. As a high-intensity, what is it? A high-intensity?
High-intensity interval training.
Interval training. Very cool. So you might want to get involved with that again twice a week. Is that going all throughout the summer?
It is. It's going to go as long as we can take it. So
great stuff. Cool. Well, with that, we're actually coming up to the month of with April and Easter. And do you guys have any activities
around the corner? We have some Easter activities that are planned. We do an edible Easter basket. This is for pre-K kids through sixth grade. They'll come in and they'll make Easter baskets. And the good thing is they're all edible. So it's fun to make. It's going to take place Tuesday, April 16th. From 6 to 6:30 within our arts and crafts room. Registration fee is $5 if you live inside the USD 445 school district, $7 outside of that. You can register until April 12th with that. We also do some Easter egg dyeing for the same grades, pre-K through 6th. I come in and Jamie will have some eggs for them to dye. Everybody loves to dye Easter eggs around that time of year. I know we did it at home growing up, but if you want to come out and do it, it'll be Thursday, April 18th from 6 to 7. If we can get everybody registered so we know what kind of supplies we'll need by April 12th, that'd be great. Same fees, $5 within the district, $7 without. And we also do an underwater Easter egg hunt. This is done in the Field Kinley High School indoor pool. Kids come in. We have eggs filled with little numbered for prizes. We litter the pool with eggs. It's not on the bottom. Parents, don't worry. They're not going to have to dive down and retrieve anything. The eggs float on top. The kids clamber around the pool. Once the whistle is blown, they all dive in, grab eggs, and retain them for prizes. And this is designed for ages 5 through 15. We do have lifeguards on duty for this, so parents, don't worry about that. They'll be safe. We have a minimum number of participants. We need 15, and we have a maximum of 50. This will take place Friday, April 19th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. The registration fee, again, $5 within our district, $7 without the district if you live outside of it. There is a deadline, April 15th, and you must pre-register for this event. You cannot show up that day at the pool, because if we reach our max, we're not going to go over that. So, but if anybody has questions about those Easter activities, they can contact Jamie at 251-5910, and she is extension 10.
Great, yeah, so. And you know, it's easy way to pass on traditions and keep traditions alive is to, you know, have the kids a part of it and,
sure.
and show them exactly what it is and show them that the bringing together of family or friends or whatever it may be is very important with those traditions. And oh man, as if Easter baskets didn't have enough candy in them, now you have to make the baskets edible themselves. And,
sure.
And, oh, very fun. Yeah, we were speaking with Candy Westbrook, I think it was either last week or the week before, and she had mentioned the Easter egg hunt in the pool. And I was just sitting there trying to figure out logistics. I was like, are you floating them? Are you putting them in? So, no, they're hanging up on top of the
water. They are hanging on top of the water. We get a couple of calls about that every year. And, you know, we do have some life jackets available if kids are not strong swimmers, which we encourage the parent, hey, let us know. There are a couple life jackets that we can put on them there and just keep an extra eye for those that maybe don't swim as strong as others. So, again, we'll have lifeguards on duty as well. So
cool. Again, speaking with Director of Recreation over at CRC, it's David Raines here in studio with us as they've got a new HIT class, Easter activities coming up. But springtime, that also means you guys have so much to really be a part of and available that you offer over there.
We do. We're getting ready to start our last tumbling class. We say last for this year, but we really look at it before summer. We have a Tiny Tots class for ages 2 through 4. They will meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:15 to 6:15. This is designed for the little ones. It's very basic skills that are taught. The registration fee for that is $20 if you live within the district, $25 outside the district. And you get 8 classes. So the deadline for all of our tumbling will be April 15th to sign up. We also offer a beginning class, beginning tumbling, ages 5 through 12. They'll go on Tuesdays, Thursdays as well from 6:15 to 7:15. The prices are the same for that as they are the Tiny Tots as well, $20 inside the district, $25 out. We do have minimum and maximum number of participants. We got to at least have 5 for the class, which is never usually a problem, and we max out at 10. For that. And those that want something a little bit extra, we do offer intermediate. Again, it's ages 5 through 12. It's also Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7:15 to 8:15. So they must be able to perform a cartwheel and a backbend to enter the intermediate class. We want to make sure they've done stuff before. They're going to be taught things similar to roundoffs and walkovers and handsprings in that class. So we have instructors from Caulfield Community College that have historically taught our tumbling classes because they have the knowledge and the training to do so. So we're glad to have them on board to do it.
Very cool. Now, April is going to be a busy just kind of kickoff month for you guys, it sounds like. Is that when the fishing derby is happening too?
The fishing derby is going to happen in April. It's going to be Sunday, April 28th. Now, we should say this is our 27th annual, so it's been there quite a while, and it's absolutely free to all kids that want to come. We have divisions. We also have a buddy bobber division with anglers maybe with special needs. They can also participate. And then we have age divisions of 4 to 5 are together, 6 through 8, 9 through 11, 12 through 16, and our buddy bobbers division. So they need to, on that day, we register all fishermen, anglers, whatever you'd like to call them. They will register from 1 to 1:30. Our official fishing time will be 1:30 to 3 p.m., and we'll do awards and snacks after that about 3:30. So we'll have free hot dogs. We'll have some beverages and chips as well. They cannot have a boat. Let's make sure we put the rules. There are no water crafts or boats allowed.
Just put that out there here to start, yeah.
And they cannot have more than one rod and reel per participant. So all fish are caught and released. It's not one of those, man, I caught a monster, I'm going to keep it. No, you're gonna release it. They can use whatever bait they would like. So if they want more information, again, contact Jamie over at the CRC, and and she can answer any questions.
Very exciting, yeah. And 27th annual, that's very cool.
It's been going a while.
Many years to come as well, I could imagine.
It's a great program, it really is.
It's the kickoff of MLB baseball today. You guys still having sign-ups for your baseball, softball?
It is. We just started this week, so we will have baseball and softball sign-ups going on. Again, you can come through our doors and register, or you can register online. The deadline is going to be April 6th on that, so it's quickly approaching. We have co-ed divisions in blast ball, which is age 4, and t-ball 5 and 6. Once they become 7, we split them up because that is machine pitch. 7 and 8 boys are all in one division. 7 and 8 girls are all in one division. And then after that, obviously they stay boys isolated in baseball, and the girls go to the softball. For the boys, the age determination date is May 1st, and then we'll do girls of January 1st. Can be confusing to some parents, but please call Shelley at the Recreation Commission if you have any questions. And it's hard to think because we're just getting ready to start outdoor soccer and flag football next weekend, so parents are busy scurrying around to practices, but it's also time we need to start thinking about baseball and softball for the summer as well. So we want to make sure parents take notice, because even though one's starting, we'll take signups for the other. So
certainly, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with getting yourself a little hit of the game, especially when you got a kiddo that does play 3 or 4 different sports.
Absolutely.
Out there. So, and I can relate to that because I was one of them. But you guys have got quite a bit of stuff. You got a lap swim, you got water aerobics, all of that offered.
We
as
do.
Well.
We still offer our typical monthly programs. Lap swim has an AM class at the Phil Kinley High School pool that meets from 6 to 7, Tuesday through Fridays. And our evening class meets Monday through Thursdays from 7:15 to 8:15. There is a monthly fee of $25 for that. Water aerobics meets Mondays and Thursdays. It's only 2 days a week, 6 to 7 p.m., and again, it is $25 a month as well. And we also have a new program that we rolled out just after, I think it was February, when we started this. The popularity of pickleball is sweeping across recreation centers and communities, so we decided, hey, let's roll this out, just
give it a try.
Create a court, maybe two, and see how it's going. But this is a free program, and we do it every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 10 a.m. to noon at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center, which is 508 Park out in Walter Johnson Park. You know, it's it combines tennis and badminton and ping pong all into one. But it's played on a badminton-sized court. We have a modified kind of tennis net. We have paddles. We provide paddles and balls as well. Most of our courts are played as doubles because we have so many people now. Now we have 3 courts going, and we've had a great turnout for it. We will get 15, 20 people every Tuesday and Thursday. So if you're interested, or if you played tennis, or you don't even have to have played anything, come on out. You know, it's not only pickleball with some exercise and movement, there's also socializing that goes on at that time as well. So
certainly, yeah. Well, and the first couple of times I ever played it was kind of, I can't remember where I was. I think we were on vacation and some dude on the beach had it, you know. Uh-huh. It was like a little beach game. And it was a lot of fun. And for anybody out there, you know, you play badminton and you can launch those the birdies, and it's, you know, can be somewhat easy. Pickleball was a little bit of a challenge. I like how it is, it kind of combines all three that you had mentioned, you know, all three of the paddle sports and tennis and ping pong, kind of combines them all. It's a wiffle ball that you use, right?
It is. It's, yeah, similar to a wiffle ball. And, you know, there are rules. You know, your first serve, you don't bounce the ball, or you know, you've got to hit it in the air to hit it to your opponent. And, you know, it's got to bounce on their end. There are some nuances to the rules that make it unique, different from tennis and badminton. But we've had a great response for it, and we're going to continue to offer it because it's so popular. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it continues to grow, certainly.
And again, it is free if you would like to come out.
Nothing wrong with that either. How about that? So pickleball, lots of summer activities going on, and pancake feed coming up.
We do. We were approached by the Daylight Defenders Lions Club. They do a glasses recycle program for people that may struggle to buy you know, prescription lenses, and they raise money for that. So if you and this pancake feed is going to take place April 27th from 7 a.m. to 10:30 at the First Baptist Church at 9th and Elm Street. They'll have pancakes and sausages and coffee and juice or milk, and tickets are $5. And the proceeds of that go to the Recreation Commission and will go to our youth scholarship fund for those kids that maybe can't afford our registration fees. So, you know, we're very humbled and thankful that, the Lions Club is thinking about us. And it's a good way, you know, to also help their cause for, you know, bringing in your old glasses and helping them recycle them so others can use them. So,
sweet. Yeah, well, you had mentioned just a minute ago about those scholarships as well as different financial assistances to families. I know you guys offer many different options.
We do. And, you know, this is a long-term relationship we've had with the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. They're the ones that collaborated with us back in 2002, 2003 to establish this fund because we see the need. You know, we know that there's families out there that could use some help when it comes to our program fees. You know, our program fees are some of the lowest in the state, but, you know, we also know that we need to offer some assistance. So if anyone struggles with the cost of our programs, we will find a way to get kids involved. So it's not even a question. All they have to do is come in and talk to our staff. We'll have them fill out a very short application form, but the kids will participate. We will never turn away a kid because they can't afford our fees. And we're very proud to say that. And it's only because of, like I said, the relationships that we've had with the Coffee Area Community Foundation and the match day that they do in November each year that makes that possible for us to do what we do. And then, you know, we have the great partners like Lions Club that see that and they want to come help too. So we're humbled and we're thankful that we have great community partners.
Yeah, and you got to love the effort as well, not only by the community, but you guys as well, to really make it an effort that all the kids are involved. Doesn't matter. And you guys also make it very easy to register as well. Even if it's for parents that may be working later.
You know, we do. Our office hours, you know, are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. But, you know, they can go on our website, coffeevillerec.com. There is an online link to the left where, you know, they can sign up online. Now, if they do choose to sign up online, because it is credit card or debit card based, there is a slightly higher fee for that just to cover the costs of that service. But we also have a drop box located at our building. So if they bring the registration fee and a checkout, you know, they can put it in the drop box. You know, if it's the weekend, come out, drop it in. We'll get it on Monday. And, you know, it's very easy to figure out what we're doing. We have Facebook sites. You know, we still send flyers to school. With all the busyness of what's happening at the schools, you know, it's tough sometimes for the parents to dig through a backpack and find a flyer. But if people would like to get messages sent to their email or text message, they can go to, it's called rainedout.com, www.rainedout.com. Search, they have a search box. If you search for Coffeyville Recreation Commission will pop up. They can opt in either their cell phones or an email address. Everything that we take signups for, or if we have activities going on and when thunderstorms roll into the area, you will get a text message or an email saying whether games are playable, whether they're not, and for those activities you want to sign up for, you'll get that. So there really is no excuse not to be notified about what's going on at the CRC because technology has made it so simple nowadays to do it.
Gotta love it. Well, I was out at the park the other day. I was playing basketball. I'm missing a helmet, but I was looking at the batting cages. I would assume they're all open. They're ready to go.
They are ready to go. We opened them a few weeks ago. We've had some minor glitches, just like we do every time we open them. But they're open. You know, as long as the park is open, they are open. If you do not, you know, we do require a batting helmet. If you do not have one, you can make arrangements to our office to get one. You know, obviously we ask that you bring it back. It's we're not giving them away. We do have a coin machine on site. So if you take dollars out there, you can put those in, get a coin. The coin will get you one coin. $1 gets you 15 pitches. We have one slow pitch softball, two fast pitch softball, and three baseball machines. So, and we do have lights. So you can't say, well, it's too dark. No, there is lighting out there as well. So I encourage everybody to go out and use them.
Again, speaking with Director of Recreation at Coffeyville Recreation Commission, it's David Raines here live in studio with us discussing these current programs. Again, no reason really not to know about what's going on over there at the Rec Commission, but I'll tell you what, David, thanks so much for joining us and getting it out to our listeners today.
All right, thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.